This is Rhema for today.
Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? See, he's still thinking naturally, just like he's thinking about a natural earthly kingdom. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He's thinking about natural birth. Well, he is natural, so he can only think naturally, Amen. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He tells you exactly how you enter the kingdom of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Incline Thine Ear, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now let's turn over here and see what Jesus said about the kingdom of God, because it's confusing here. And we don't have a lot of time to do a lot of in-depth study about it, but we can look at a few scriptures that'll help us. Let's turn to Luke's gospel, the 17th chapter, and notice the 20th and 21st verses. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come. Now you understand, of course, that the Jews are looking for a kingdom of God upon this earth. And that's what they're talking about. When he was demanded, Pharisees are religious people. They're the very strictest sect of the Jewish religion. Do you ever notice how demanding religious people are? Yes. Amen. When the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Now, with observation, that word observation, that might be a little bit blind to us. I notice in my King James translation that there's a little number one there by the word with observation. I look over in the margin, it said GR, that means Greek. The New Testament is written in Greek. With outward show. With outward show. You can observe and see outward show. But he said the kingdom of God cometh not with outward show. Then he cannot be talking about the kingdom of God that will eventually rule over the whole earth. Because you can observe that. Amen. I said, amen. Amen. But he is talking about the kingdom of God, because he said the kingdom of God cometh not with outward show. Now let's go on reading. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. In other words, neither shall they say, there it is, look, see it, see it, outward show, observation. See, there's the kingdom of God. Here it is. Why can't you do that? Kingdom of God now. See, and those Jews still missed it. They still missed it. Because they're still thinking about an earthly kingdom. He said, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. All right, now turn over to the third chapter of John's Gospel. You're right there in Luke. Turn over to John's Gospel. Third chapter of John's Gospel. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles as thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, The margin said from above. He cannot see the kingdom of God. There it is again, the expression, the kingdom of God. Now, when the kingdom of God is set up here on the earth, you can see that kingdom. So he must be talking about another kingdom. But it's still the kingdom of God, isn't it? I said, isn't it?
Yes.
He's not talking about an earthly rule then. Now notice. Let's go on reading. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? See, he's still thinking naturally. Just like he's thinking about a natural earthly kingdom. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He's thinking about natural birth. Well, he is natural, so he can only think naturally. Naturally. Yeah. Amen. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He tells you exactly how you enter the kingdom of God. By being born again. Notice this. Let's go on reading so you can understand what he's talking about. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. You can understand the natural birth. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but thou canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, art thou a master of Israel, knoweth not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, talking about himself, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Yes. For God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Oh my, you keep on reading here and all of it's so good you hate to stop. How do you get into the kingdom? How do you enter? By being born again. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. Praise God. All right, now, turn on over in your Bibles to Colossians. Colossians. We refer to these scriptures quite frequently, but praise God, they're always good. Amen. And this is in line with what I'm talking about. I want you to see it. We read in the 12th verse of the very first chapter, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. Our one translation said he's made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us. Another translation says the Father hath delivered us. Not he's going to deliver us in the sweet by and by. Hath, past tense. Delivered us from the power of darkness, the authority of darkness, and has translated us, not going to translate us, hath translated us. Translate means to take out of one, put into the other. Translated us into what? The kingdom. The kingdom. Glory to God of his dear Son. Hallelujah. So then I'm in the kingdom. The kingdom's in me. The kingdom of God, Jesus said, is within you. I'm in the kingdom. The kingdom's in me. Thy kingdom come. Well, it's come. Somebody said, it's going to come when Jesus comes again. Well, the literal kingdom on the earth is coming, but bless God, I'm in the kingdom now. And everything that's in the world, that valley of the shadow of the death shouldn't touch me. Amen? I said amen. Because you see, all of this provision is part of that table he prepared before us in the presence of our enemies. Oh, can you see it? Rejoice in it and be glad of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Where? In earth, as it is in heaven. You see, when his kingdom comes, and it's come, we're in it. His will is done in us. And we are to take that, praise God, his provision to the world. Now, what is his will? Well, we know it's his will for everybody to be saved, because said God not willing that any should perish. Any should perish. Amen. But all should come in repentance. That's his will. Praise God. Amen. So many times we sit around and wonder, well, I just wonder what God's will is. Well, the New Testament is the New Testament and will of God the Father, sealed by the blood of Jesus. And everything, praise God, the inheritance we read about of the saints, amen, belongs to us. We're not going to come into our full inheritance, we understand that, until we get new bodies.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
College weekend, honey, right here on the campus, April the 11th through the 13th. You can attend classes.
Yes.
Yes. Meet the dean, tour campus, find out all about Rhema Bible Training.
Just go to rhema.org.
That's right.
And you can find out all the information.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Incline Thine Ear. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.